Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games, watch baseball, create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome! Welcome. Oh, yeah. Welcome. Thank you very much. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. We hope you can call in tonight. We got a great show for you tonight. Yes, we do. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Am I supposed to say 186? I forgot already what it's supposed to say. Is it zero or is what was it?
Zero.
Okay. I'll say it again. 407-894-1680. For those people who don't like the O's, they'd rather me to say zero. To me, it's the same. Zero and O, the same. But anyway, for those folks that are turning down that, wait, don't touch that dial. We're starting the show. Just starting the show right now. Don't touch the dial. If you don't know what you're listening to, the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. That's right. And you know what? One of our listeners said, listen, you may learn something when you listen to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's right. Whether you're sighted or whether you're visually impaired or blind. That's right. Before we get started, let me introduce to these players we have tonight. Yeah, next to me is a real player. My lovely bride, wife, co-host, Lynn Golder, the beautiful one.
Thank you, Michael, for that introduction. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the March 19th edition of, you know, the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Glad you're here with us.
Boy, listen to that voice. Did you hear that voice? What a voice. Oy, 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 what a voice. And all the way from Fern Rock, otherwise known as Fern Park. What do I say now? Fern, it's always Fern something.
You got it right the second time.
I knew that, Fern Park, right. His name is David Hillebrand. Are you there, David, co-host? David, are you
good
there?
Good evening, one and all. Howdy, howdy. It is good to be back.
Glad to have you back.
Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Way beyond, actually.
Way beyond. Glad to have you back. And the only one in the studios tonight, the one, the only, our producer, engineer, and the one
friend
who's pushing all those buttons, Chris Shaw. You there, Chris Shaw?
Yep. You already know. I think I left my car door open. I'm looking at it.
Go close your car door.
It might run away without you.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Dave. Look, if it run away, I need to know something.
I got to tell you something.
If my car transforms, I need to get paid more than what I'm getting. Somebody owe me something if my car run away.
Go shut your door.
You know, when I was an excited kid, back when I was about 14 years old, a mischief night, that's what you used to say. You used to call up people and used to say, hello? And the police would say, hello, yes. Is your refrigerator running? You better go catch it. That's an old line, but we used to do that all the time. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is your refrigerator running? You better go catch it.
Okay. Until they got caller ID. Now the kids can't get away with that.
Right.
They didn't have caller ID. We used to order pizza for people, and they got pizza they'd order. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, I know. Back then, they were just getting telephones back in your day.
That's right. So Dave, I have a few shout-outs, and then I'll toss it over to you. First of all, I'd like to say thanks, Dave, for joining us, and Chris will be back after he shuts his car door.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, I wanted to wish Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there on the other side of the pond. Yes, it's Mother's Day in the UK, so how do you like that? And I'd also like to give a shout out to Tiffany Leitz, who wrote to us. Tiffany, hope you're listening. Tiffany's in Fort Lauderdale. And I'd like to also give a shout out to Agatha Bispicus at the Lions Services in Charlotte, North Carolina. So hope you enjoy the show. And let's turn it over to Dave. Dave, I know, always has shout outs.
Yes, I got to ask David a question. Hey, David.
Yes.
You're a smart fellow. Why do they call it the pond?
Well, I'll tell you, because it's not nearly as big as the Pacific Ocean.
So I didn't know that.
The Atlantic to be like a little pond in comparison to the big Pacific.
Well, and we have a lot of people listening over there now, so that's why I thought we'd wish Happy Mother's Day to all the moms over there.
Yeah, hey, and I learned something. I didn't know it was Mother's Day, so happy Mom's Day to all of our UK friends. I do have a couple shout-outs.
Okay.
Let's see. Of course, to my wonderful wife, Brenda, who makes life so much more fun and interesting. And without her, I would be nothing. But so I've got to Brenda, to my good friends, the Lakes up in Pittsburgh, to my friend Jenna and Wade in Alabama. And let's see, more, but I'll wait. I've got to get my name straight. But those are good to start off with anyway. What about you, Michael? You got any shout outs?
I have no shout outs, but you just said something very interesting. You have friends named the Lake, right?
Lakes, yep.
Yeah, and one of my relatives named Lake just died.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Where do they live?
I'm not sure.
He wasn't in New London.
He was married to, now listen to this one. They say he's in our family, right? But you got to listen to this one. He was married to the woman who was married to, it's a crazy, you know, when you have a branch tree, how crazy it gets.
Sounds like there's some crazy branches on that tree now.
Yeah, because it started with, name is Buzzy Aronson. His mother was a Hendel. His mother was a Hendel. Get it? Now, he's the son of the father. The father was Aronson. Okay, that makes sense so far. Aronson. Now, he's married to the woman. Okay, he died. Buzzy died. So his wife remarried, right? His wife remarried.
I'm already getting confused, to be honest with you.
And his wife remarried this guy who just died. And they said, you just lost a family member. I said, well, that's some family member. I didn't know him, but his name was Lake.
Well, you have like 300 cousins or something right up there.
My friend, the Lakes up in Pittsburgh, he's originally from, I think, Connecticut.
No, don't say that. Maybe it's a relative.
Yeah, you could be related to my buddy, Terry Lake. Wow, wouldn't that be wild?
Yeah. Find out if they're from New London.
I'll find out later.
Yeah.
From New London, Dave.
Gotcha.
That branches get to be wild, the branches of a tree.
So, Michael and Dave, we have a busy show lined up tonight. Doesn't sound like it right now, but we're going to be moving.
No dilly dally.
Speak for yourself.
Busy show.
So, listen, folks, if you don't know what the show's all about, we say it's the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. And also something very important. If you miss any part of this show, if you miss last week's show or any other shows, they're all archived. When this show is over, we archive the show and we put it on our webpage. So we got more than 350, believe it or not. Yeah, just a couple weeks now, we'll be on 8 years, a couple weeks away, believe it or not. Would you believe that?
No.
That's something. Can't believe it.
Yes.
And listen, you folks, if you want to call in, it's 407-894-1680. We're going to go to break and we're going to come right back.
That's only if Chris came back in the studio.
Well, if he came, Chris, you're back in?
You get your door closed?
Yeah, I'm here.
Your door closed?
Oh, there he is.
Okay, you guys, door closed. We're on a break. We'll be right back to listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.esighteyewear.com.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
I think we're back.
Yes, we are back. I was waiting on that famous introduction.
Oh. I'm just gonna jump right in then because
I wasn't talking.
No, you weren't.
Oh, there you go.
I was unmuted. That's what happens when you're blind. You push the wrong buttons.
Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Thanks, Dave. Okay, it's my turn to welcome our guest for the first segment tonight. If you guys don't mind,
please do.
Okay, well, I'd like to welcome back Roland Mattern, who's the Director of Marketing at eSight Eyewear, and also welcome back Jeanette Von Dick. She's the telehealth account manager at eSight, as far as I know. I could be wrong.
Hello.
Welcome,
hi, everybody.
Roland.
Thanks for having us. It's great to
welcome
be here
back.
Again.
Welcome
howdy,
back.
Y'all.
Happy Sunday.
Very fantastic. Good. How are you?
We're good. Say hi to David, our co-host.
Hey, David.
Hello, David. Howdy.
What is new happening
with
the eSight? It's actually funny. You were talking about Mother's Day in the UK. We were actually watching the Formula One race earlier today, and they were talking about Mother's Day. I'm like, why are you talking about Mother's Day? And of course, it's because it's Mother's Day over there.
I think I found out by accident, but it was good for our audience. It was relevant.
Yes, and shame on me, I forgot, because of course in the States it's in May.
Exactly.
That's right, May 14th. Yeah.
Well, where's the action from?
It's from the UK.
UK?
Oh, last week we had a young lady from the UK also on. She was the CEO at British Blind Sport.
How come United Kingdom says also England? It's United Kingdom, it's also England, right?
Do you know something? I looked up the difference between the United Kingdom and Great Britain. Of course, England is only one country in both. But the United Kingdom, one of them encompasses Northern Ireland, I think, and the other one doesn't, or something like that. It's very weird.
Exactly.
I didn't know that.
I do believe.
Yeah, it's very strange. I did not know.
So, Roland, are you going to talk about eSight, or are you just going to listen to Jeanette? What are we doing?
I think I'll say a few words, but I'm hoping Jeanette can fill
okay.
in some blanks.
Okay, sounds great.
Yeah, it's actually been a really exciting week or a couple of weeks. I don't know if any of your listeners follow kind of the research in the medical field on AMD and diabetic retinopathy and such retinal diseases, but there's a company called Apellis that just received approval in the U.S. with the FDA for the first treatment of geographic atrophy or prevention of geographic atrophy for dry AMD, which is fantastic news. So more options out there for people who are afflicted by AMD. So it's a first treatment for dry. And there's also a study I read this week from a company called Lumithera, which is some light therapy also aimed at dry AMD, where people, after 2 years of therapy, gained 5 letters of vision back, which is great on average.
Wow.
But the reason I'm so excited is, you know, there's more tools out there for physicians and their patients. But when you look at this data, you know, all of it takes time, obviously, to have its impact. But with our product, eSight, you know, very, very quickly, you realize whether it works for you or not. So we can do a half hour evaluation with your listeners, as an example, if they have central vision loss, and they'll know right away if it works or not, if it helps them or not. And then it's just a matter of dialing things in. So I'm excited about new tools and new research happening, but I'm also equally excited that we can partner with all the therapies out there. And while, you know, retinal disease is being treated, we can keep people functional from day one. So it's pretty exciting.
Amazing. It's amazing, amazing time out there in science. 100%.
Let me just say this, Roland. Let me see if we can get any callers call in tonight. Let's see. The phone number to call in, listeners, listen, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. If you'd like to speak to Roland or Jeanette in reference to eSight, reference to glasses, like we said, it's not for everybody. If you're totally blind, may not be for you. But if you have any kind of light perception, could be for you. Let's hear now from Roland.
Yeah, I'm hoping that Jeanette can also give us some experience from her perspective. Jeanette's also a user of eSight and has been for a number of years. So she has a great amount of experience with how the device works for her. But as far as my message to everyone out there is, you know, go on our website, read about it, find out if it's for you. You can do a free consultation on there that takes you through a little quiz to see if you're a good candidate. And if you are, try it. Any listener to the Blind and Beyond radio show, tell them that's where you heard about us, and we'll waive the telehealth fee. We usually just charge for shipping and handling, but we'll waive that for any listeners. And if you go see your ophthalmologist or your low vision optometrist, you know, get them to refer you, and we'll give you $1,000 discount with the referral. So I encourage everyone to speak to the healthcare professional, look at our website, give us a call, and see if the device works for you. It's a wonderful device for those that it works for. And perhaps Jeanette can give us a bit of perspective from somebody who's using it on a day-to-day basis.
We look forward absolutely to hearing Roland. That. Today, actually, I was using it while I was in my recording studio. And the recording studio that I have, the setup that I have, is screen reading software based. Because, you know, before I discovered eSight, I was relying on a screen reader. In those days, it was called JAWS. And even though I have a Mac, I have a dual boot system, so I can use the Mac side or the PC side. And I always relied on this piece of software. I was going to say clunky piece of software, but hey, it did a good job when I needed it. and today I decided, you know, I use my eSight for all kinds of things. I discovered it in 2018. I'm going to say, wow, has it been that long already? 5 years. My goodness, I've been an eSight user for 5 years. I can't even believe it. And I'm just going to go back a little bit. I've got about 20, I'm going to say my visual acuity is about 2400. It fluctuates, but it's about 2400. I learned to read and write and function in that way before I went to school, actually. And so when I went to a mainstream school in the UK, I was reading the print that everybody else was reading. But by the time, the book, the print became very small, I just couldn't read it anymore. Magnifiers wouldn't help. Large print wasn't particularly large enough. So my primary medium of reading was Braille. Then, of course, you know, I went off to university and did my university studies in largely print. But of course, I had to have a lot of transcription. I had to learn books, you know, read on tape or on, you know, electronically and in Braille. And it was very cumbersome. If I'd have had my eSight at that time, it would have been glorious, I can tell you. So when I did discover it, I couldn't believe that, you know, once I got used to the eSight, it's like anything, you have to get used to it. It's like a pair of shoes, you know, you have to go low and slow. I've actually trained people on how to use eSight. It's easy to use. It's just that your eyes and your visual pathways to the brain, they have to communicate together, and you have to really learn what you're seeing again if you're somebody like me who's been pretty low sighted all their lives. So once I got fluent with the eSight use, I could just pick up a book and open it and I can read it. I can pick up, you know, ingredients on a packet in the supermarket and just read. And it's just so refreshing not to have to put the book up to my nose and eat it. I can actually, you know, read from 8 to 10 inches away, normal print, and go to a library. So today I was looking at my recording studio computer, and I was looking at this program that I don't really look at because it's got a screen reader attached to it. But I looked at it today and I couldn't believe it. I was like, okay, I could teach myself to use things that I couldn't normally actually use that don't have screen reading options. So quite exciting, actually. I've relied so long on my screen reader in my studio that I haven't bothered to change it because it's quite a complex structure. But actually, you know, it's inspired me. I said, well, I'm going to actually try and just use my eSight alone in there instead, because I don't really need anything else.
Well, that's amazing. You know, even after 5 years, you're discovering new ways to apply it and use it and benefit from it. That's awesome.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I've used my eSight for all kinds of things over the years. I use it cooking. I use it for reading things. I use it for applying lipstick, you know, when I'm going on stage. I've used it to read my musical equipment. I've used it. I use it almost exclusively in my office, looking at my Mac computer. I have a Mac computer in my office as well. It was thanks to eSight that I switched to the Mac from the PC.
Jeanette, I have to interrupt you. This is Michael. We have a caller on the line. I'd like to talk to you.
Yes.
Sheila Young. Sheila, you there?
I am. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi. My question to you is, I am very affiliated with many states with the American Council of the Blind. And I cannot use eSight. I know that because I have no vision. But I know there are many of our members who can. And are you willing to present at different state meetings and conventions so that people are made aware? And if so, how would they reach out to you?
So the short answer is yes, we'd love to have the opportunity. You know, I don't know if we can do all the meetings, but if we can connect maybe offline and we can look at schedules and see where we can and can't attend, for sure. But the one thing that your members can take advantage of is through our website, they can do a free consultation quiz. There's a button right on the homepage. It takes them through a short quiz that delineates whether they're a good candidate or not. And if they're a good candidate, we can reach out to them and we'll set them up for a telehealth. We'll actually ship them a device. They can try it in their home. We'll set them up with one of our coaches that's a user and a expert on the use of the product. And they're also users, so they also understand what the other person has experience and is trying to accomplish. And we usually spend about an hour or so on a Zoom call with them, teaching them how to use a device. They keep it for a few days, give it a real good evaluation in a real world scenario to see if it meets their goals and the objectives that they want to achieve with it. And then they have the option of either purchasing or sending it back. Okay. And for callers to this show, like I said, we're going to waive the shipping and handling fee with a referral from a physician. It is also waived. So I encourage all of your users to reach out to us through our website, and we can, at the very least, virtually get them a product to try.
Okay. Yeah, thank Sheila, you. And tell them to mention Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Thank you.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. Thanks, Sheila. Okay.
Jeanette, this is Dave. I wanted to, being a blind musician and using recording software that you have to use the JAWS with, I just wanted to comment that I know it's got to be really liberating for you to be able to, with eSight, be able to basically use any recording format you want, where when you're totally blind, you really get stuck where there's only a couple that are truly accessible. And even that, it takes a lot of work to get set up. So with something like with eSight, if you have a little bit of vision, it could totally change the way you approach things, I would think.
Absolutely, David. It's a liberating thought. It's also a scary kind of transition because, you know, when you've been used, it's like anything, isn't it? When you get used to doing something in one way, to make that transition to do it in a different way is kind of scary, you know, especially, you know, when I was back in London, I used to produce for people, and I still do produce, actually, and I did voiceovers, produce for people, and I had a massive 24 channel Soundcraft Ghost Desk and everything, but my screen was always a screen reader system, and it's so restrictive because, you know, if you know what goes into one of those screen reading adaptions, I'm going to say adaptable equipment, you know, they have to write scripts for the software and they can't write scripts for everything. So as you said, David, you're very limited. And with the eSight, I'm only, you know, after 5 years, I'm still realizing, my goodness, there's things that I can do that I really didn't realize I can do.
Just about anything you can do at this point, even certain hardware that, you know, I simply would not be able to take advantage of, especially, you know, you would think with modern stuff, things should get more accessible, but actually sometimes it works in reverse, where stuff with touch screens and such, that would be just impossible for me, where someone with the eyesight equipment could actually run some of that equipment.
This is Michael. I have to interrupt. Hey, folks, remember one thing. eSight, if you have a little bit, the word is a little bit of eyesight, you have some light perception, you can start thinking, maybe I'm a candidate. That's where it starts, maybe. So you have to make a phone call. You have to make a phone call and find out if you are a candidate. You got nothing to lose. It's free. Free phone call. The call is free. And people will ask you questions to see if you're a candidate. And don't forget, once you are a candidate, they even have financing. So you don't have to put all the money out at one time. They have financing for you. Is that right,
Roland? That's absolutely correct. So there's very flexible financing. You can apply right on our website. And it's a pretty instant approval if you're a good candidate for the financing. There's lots and lots of different options depending on your financial situation. So I encourage everyone to call us, get a hold of us, try the device, and let's figure out if it works first, and then we can talk money later.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We appreciate it.
Great to talk to you guys.
Such a pleasure.
Thank you very much for being here. Thank you for being on the show. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you so much. Good night.
Thank you. Take care now.
And someday, maybe our listeners will wake up and realize this could be fabulous for them. And they have nothing to lose by making a phone call, as long as you have light perception. If you don't have light perception, it's not for you, real fast. Okay. But if you have light perception, that's where it starts. You have some light perception. Okay. So make a phone call. Got nothing to lose. Okay. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You'll be right back. Listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job. job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity. And vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. And you are not alone. Because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength. A champion of courage. An advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. And you have tuned into one of the wildest, most unpredictable shows in the nation. We are here. What is it? 52 weeks out of the year, every Sunday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, the bridge. We call ourselves the bridge between the blind and the sighted community. And this is Dave, and we've got Lynn, Chris in the studio. We've got Michael. He's hiding in the background there somewhere, I think, right now. Maybe feeding the dog. I'm not sure. Okay. So. Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You for bringing us back. Dave, before we go to your trivia, I just wanted to give a shout out to Chris out in Chris Young out in Wildwood, Florida.
Hi, Chris.
Yeah. We're very happy that you're interested in finding out more about eSight. And he's not there, is he, Chris? He's not on the line.
No, he's not on the line, but he was trying to get that information.
All right, Chris, if you can hear me, and I hope you are, would you please call Chris in the studio back, Chris Shaw, and give him your phone number, and this way we can take our time and give you the information off the air tomorrow, okay? It'll be a lot easier. But otherwise, in the meantime, you can go to eSightEyewear.com, and you can take a look and see what that little quiz is all about. But let's talk tomorrow. We'll give you the phone number, and we'll hook you up with eSight, all righty?
And you can go on the Blind and Beyond radio show website.
That's right. Just thank you, David, for reminding me.
makes it even easier.
Yeah, Chris, just click on eSight Eyewear. There's a button. There's one with the graphic with the logo, and then there's one below it with just the name. It takes you to the same landing spot, same URL. Okay. So just go to blindandbeyondradioshow.org, go to our sponsor page, and click on eSight Eyewear. Okie dokie, Dave.
It's right there. I've seen it.
You've seen it. David,
yeah,
it's your turn.
I've been there. All right, it is my turn. Hey, it's trivia time, trivia time. we don't do that song anymore, but I still like it.
Maybe we'll
I'll redo another one sometime.
Yeah, that'd be fun. A generic one.
So I do get to do trivia this segment, and Brenda and I were talking about a song from our childhood that we always really liked. I always thought it'd be fun to have it remade. So, Chris is going to play a song, and I wonder if you can tell us who did this song. I guarantee you won't be able to. I associate it with Saturday mornings. I'll just tell you that. So, call us at 407-894-1680. Who did this song?
You are my candy girl, and you got me. Sugar.
just can't believe the wonder of this feeling too.
I just can't believe it's true.
Ah, sugar. Ah, honey, honey.
Okay, Chris, that's probably giving him enough. That was a great old tune written by done by a group that wasn't even really a band, believe it or not. But I know someone's going to know who did that song right away. So call us 407-894-1680. Operators are standing by. So
Dave, while we're waiting, one of the things, if you all know from last week, Michael was talking about reminiscing and reconnecting with people from your past. And David has a little interesting story, right, Dave?
I would say it's pretty cool.
A condensed version.
yeah. I could give a nice condensed. Well,
okay. What's your story?
In eighth grade, here in the local area, it was the first year where Orange County started doing a mainstreaming blind students in their neighborhood school. So. I was in eighth grade and started a science class, and my teacher, Eric, turned out to be, it was his first year teaching. So of all things, he gets stuck with this blind kid and he has to find different ways of teaching. And he was just the coolest guy, finding different ways of approaching it in the public school system. So I give him lots of credit, but we kind of remained friends. He got his ham license around that time, and so we kind of kept in touch off and on. And then about a year or so ago, there was a write-up about ham radio, an article in a national magazine in QST about me, and my friend saw it and dropped me a line, and so we got back in touch, and he went to see me play at Jack's Fifth Avenue a couple months ago and said, hey, why don't you come and play at our party? So I was at his playing at his basically St. Patty's Day party this last Friday. But my old science teacher, and he was only maybe 12, 13 years older than I was. So still doing good. And it was pretty cool to catch up with someone from that long ago. You know,
yeah,
very few friends stick around that long.
So, Dave, you ready for your callers?
Yeah, I think we got some callers. I know some people know. So, Chris, tell me the scoop. Who called in first? Oh, he can't.
If he doesn't
say.
Want to tell you the scoop, I'll tell you. We have, yeah. Actually, we have two callers. We have Sherry from Orlando, Florida, and John from Indiana.
Very good. Well, how about we take Miss Sherry? If Chris can push that button, I hope he's not being held hostage or something. But Miss Sherry, I'm thinking it might be Sherry Brunn from Orlando. But whoever is first on the list, Chris, please put them on.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. I had to. Okay. So Sherry from Orlando, John from Clint, Indiana. Then I got a first-time caller calling in from Pompano Beach by the name of Ross.
Oh, you know my
rules.
We
got to take that first
we
gotta, call.
Sherry, just stick tight, Sherry. Hold on, Sherry. Yeah. All right, hold on, because we might have a win and we might not. So we're going to go to our first-time caller, Ross from Pompano Beach. Ross, how you doing?
Hi, Ross.
Hey, Ross. How you doing, man? I'm doing good. First-time listener, first-time caller. I'm fascinated by the show.
Well, we hope you listen.
Well, glad to have you.
Yeah. Well, we're here every Sunday night, 7 p.m.
Thank you.
The Blind and Beyond Radio Show. So, who do you think might have done that?
I'm going to actually be a regular listener now, because usually Sunday nights I'm looking for something interesting on the dial, and you guys have got it. So,
all right.
Awesome. Happy to have you.
I just wanted to say, so you're playing. You're playing Sugar Sugar by the Archies, but the writer of that song was a Canadian guy named Andy Kim, who hosts a great Christmas party up in Toronto every year.
Oh, wow.
Ross, you are amazing.
Wow.
Dude. You got it. I used to have that 45
Andy
as a little
Kim,
kid, too.
And Andy Kim has a bunch of songs to his credit that you'd recognize as well, I'm sure.
Unreal. That was a good one, though. I'm in my early 60s, so I used to watch the Archies on TV Saturday mornings.
Oh, so did I, man. Betty rules. Betty rules.
Betty, there you go.
Betty rules.
Well, we've got a big bad prize for you. Tell him what he wins there, Miss Lynn.
Okay. Well, Ross, you won a $10 gift card from Subway.
Oh, so wow. You can get yourself something for lunch.
Yeah, you get a sandwich or salads or whatever, or just those good cookies they have there.
They are good cookies.
Awesome.
All right.
We appreciate you listening.
Yeah, stay on the line and give Chris your address, and it'll be coming your way.
All right, Ross, hold on one moment. Don't hang up. Hold on one moment, Ross.
Chris, did everybody else hang up? They don't want to say hello?
No, I got Sherry and John on the line. Let's say hi to Sherry. Sherry, how you doing?
Hello, I'm fine. Ross beat me to it, but that's okay.
Hi, Sherry.
You want to say hello? Can you guys hear
me? Hi.
Hi, how are
hello,
you?
Hello, Miss Sherry. Good to hear you.
Doing good. I want to tell you something really quick about meeting someone out of my past. I went to a church gathering, and it was from all over different congregations. And this lady came up to me and said, "Do you remember me?" And you know how they do that, Dave, with the voice, and you got to figure out who
that.
They are. And I'm like, "You sound real familiar, but I'm not sure." And she said, "It's Myra." Well, I met Myra back in the 80s, in the beginning of the 80s. And I had often wondered what happened to her. And it was so cool to see her again. We were fairly good friends. And it has to have at least been 35 years since I've seen her, because my oldest daughter was was 2 or 3 when I saw her the last time. So that was really cool, and I hope we can keep in touch. And that's so nice.
Story. Yeah, I've been hearing a lot of nice stories like that lately.
I didn't think you were old enough to know anybody in the 80s. Yeah, Sherry. But that sounds like a nice time. And yeah, you never know at church. You get people from all different walks of life. You never know who you're going to bump into.
Boy, that's for sure. Well,
but
I
David and Sherry,
a wonderful week, and thanks for taking my
too.
Call.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay. Nice to
Sherry,
talk.
I knew you would know it, but unfortunately, the new kid on the block, we got to give him a little fighting chance. So
I got it. I'm glad Ross won. That's awesome.
Well, sweet of you to call. I appreciate
it. He's a good sport.
Okay.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Sherry, take care. So is John bye-bye. Still on the line? We can say hello?
Mr.
Hello.
John in Indiana.
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. Hey, John.
He sounds disappointed.
I'm sorry, John. Do you know who it was?
David, Chris. Yeah, I'm depressed. I'm really depressed. So.
Oh, you poor guy.
I want to tell you.
There's
guys,
always next week,
you know,
buddy.
Last week you were still saying that people that call in. I learned all kinds of stuff last week about toes and different different things about the computers and now tonight the eyesight, and it's just unreal. Your program is branching out to all kinds of helpful hints from everybody. It's like a rainbow of colors that you can get from this TV or radio show. And I'm telling you, if you guys go off the air, it's going to be a sad, sad day, because I think that I'm a part of that family, this family, and all the friends and people I've heard on the radio, I think they're friends, and I think you'd be missing a great, radio experience if they don't call in. You know what I mean?
There you
go.
Yeah.
What a sweet, sweet.
You are like part of the family there, John. We appreciate you, man.
I hope I'm eligible for one of them $25 gift cards now.
Well, I hope so too. That we'll let you know.
I think there's a good chance.
I think so too.
But I feel bad you missed out on sugar. I know you knew it, but you know.
I just a little bit slow on the dial, but I want to say, go Hoosiers. We're up in New York playing, so in Albany.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so.
Oh, the March
yeah,
Madness?
The time.
Is that the
All
March Madness?
Big...
Pardon?
Yep.
Is that March Madness?
Yeah. Yep. They're in Albany, New York playing tonight, about an hour from now. So
I'll be pulling
for
you.
I got to stay up. I got to stay up and listen to them. Read them all.
Oh, yeah. That can be hard sometimes, those late night ones. But
oh, yeah.
You're a hardcore fan. You've got to do it, John.
Oh, I know I do. I didn't get to bed the other night till after 1 o'clock.
Yeah, John.
They need you, man.
John, this is going to be a good one. You know who they playing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They playing the U, Miami University.
Yep.
So oh, man.
This is going to be a good one in Albany.
Oh, I hope so. But I hope that the Hoosiers come out on top.
Yeah, because I'm not going to call Kent State an easy match, but they did pretty good against Kent State.
Well, I hope so.
I've got a poll for Indiana myself because yep. I'm a Gator fan, and anybody who beats Miami, I like.
Okay.
That's how it works. So I'm pulling
anyway,
for Indiana. So go Hoosiers.
Go ahead.
Thank you,
so
John.
I just said, go
appreciate
Hoosiers.
It.
You take
good
care,
luck.
You guys. Take care down there and stay safe.
You
all
too,
right?
John. You too.
Thanks, John.
All right. Take care.
Hey,
bye.
I need Ross from Pompano Beach to give me a call back. You hung up before I can click over to you.
Oh.
Ross from Pompano Beach, give me a call back. I know you're tuned in listening to 407-894-1680.
And he said, and Chris, did you hear what he said? He's going to listen every week because he's wanted something to do on Sunday night.
Right.
Yeah. Ross, the new Ross. Caller, please call in so we can get your contact info.
Yeah.
What a cool guy.
And Sherry and John were good sports because they know that we have to give the new callers a chance.
Exactly. But they knew, they both knew who it was.
Oh,
so.
I know that.
I'm surprised.
What?
I'm surprised everybody knew it was.
Why?
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. I knew the song, but I didn't remember the Archies. I remember the show in the morning, you know, Saturday mornings.
Yeah, Archie's would have been like the late 60s, early 70s kind of.
So we got a nice testimonial.
I just remember the song, and I'm going to tell you, I thought it was the Monkees.
The who?
The Monkees that did it. That's what I thought it was.
It was around that same time, though, for sure.
Right.
You know?
It was between the Monkees for me and the Brady Bunch and the Partridge Family.
Yeah, it's all kind of like bubblegum music.
Right.
They call it back in the day, you know?
John. Michael.
He's not there anymore.
Well, I know that.
Yeah.
But I want to say, John, he must be still listening, knowing John.
Yeah.
I want to thank you for such a nice testimonial. And I thank you so much. Like you say, if the show went off the air, you would be devastated. Well, I'll tell you something. This show is my life. And I put everything else into it. And I would also be devastated if the show went off the air. So people like you, people who call in, people who participate in the show, I love you. I thank you so much for participating in Blind and Beyond Radio Show. It's you folks out there that make this radio show what it is today.
And I love what you said.
It's much more fun.
That the show is a rainbow of information. I thought that was really sweet.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yes, it was. Yes,
full of different colors. To That's choose right. from. So
David, it seems like the topic of reuniting. We should be playing that song, Reuniting.
Reuniting.
Man, it feels so good. Sherry just gave a great story. But I wanted to say something, but Sherry hung up. You and Sherry should tell the audience out there, Dave, that it's not somebody shouldn't just come up and say to a blind individual, hi, remember me?
I mean,
not everybody's going to remember your voice from 1980s.
I can't tell you how many times that has happened, especially
well,
playing music. And it's real. Of course, I over the years, I figured out different ways of trying to combat that and kind of blow it off or whatever. Most of the time, I don't want to necessarily know who they are. sometimes you're like, especially I'm married. I've got a new life. I don't need someone to say, hey, you remember me from 1974? No, I don't remember you. Definitely not.
That's not nice.
But what's your message to the sighted people out there, Dave? Any suggestions as to how to approach somebody that you haven't seen in a while?
I think a sighted person is walking up to a blind person, and you know it, that know they're blind. I would say something like, "Hi, Dave. This is Joe
Myra.
From
this is Myra.
your old high school class."
Right.
Not do you know who this is? I mean,
I hear that. I hear this, my family members.
You're one of about 15,000 people I've talked to in the last 20 years or something.
I hear that.
Yeah,
from my
I recognize
members.
The voice.
Yeah. Or my family members, that some of the things they say, really nice, very intelligent. They'll say, "I got to send you some new pictures of me. You got to see what I look like."
You say, "Hey, you smell familiar." Oh,
I have to send you some
that would
pictures,
get somebody's
see
attention.
What I look like. Do that.
You want me to describe, but I'm not good at describing people. I'm not.
You know, and I've had people ask me, "Do you ever wonder what I look like? Has anyone ever told you?" And I said, and quite often I've said, "You describe yourself, because I want to hear. I would rather hear from them what they think they look like, you know, or what they want to portray. Because most of the time, it doesn't matter to me personally. It doesn't matter to me what they look like. But if they think it's interesting enough that I should know, go ahead, tell me. I'm happy to listen, and I'm you know, but." That would not be one of the things I'd be interested in, especially being married, you know. It's like, no, I don't really want to know what you look like exactly.
I talk to everybody I call. They call me, I call him back, I call everybody. That goes to my listeners, goes to old friends. If you hate me, I still call you back. Still call you back.
Then you really want to call him back. What's up with that, huh?
All right, so we're
going to go to break in a minute. I just wanted to say, don't go away, because we have a lot more in the second hour. Right.
Yeah, you're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael, saying, don't go away. We're live from Orlando, Florida. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Lots
don't go away.
Coming up.
We'll be right back.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.